Masl is Barel. If she'll give a good excuse to herself, Nemenis will believe her. But again, she has to give a good excuse why she said that she was in need yesterday. And Tais brings down from Yishalmi that one pshat is that Isha wasn't feeling well. So she knew her husband wanted to live with her. So instead of telling the husband no, she stopped and said she was in need. That's her excuse. Now tomorrow she feels better, so she tells the husband, Ishno, I'm tor. Ah, yesterday I told you I'm tummy. I had a headache yesterday. I didn't want to be with you, so I told you I'm a nida. So such a thing, right, is called the good excuse. So that was the shaila. Is that called the good excuse or not? So Gemara says, Tonim ne, he learned it over Aboyim Zimna 40 times. But Yafilo Vahochi, lo yovet Shmuel uvda v'nafshe. Shmuel himself did not trust. If his wife would have told Shmuel this, Shmuel would not believe his wife. In other words, Shmuel hold, this is not called such a good excuse. Because it's a big chutzpah for a lady to tell her husband that she's a nida. You don't play around with those things. So Mela, we can't trust her. So therefore, Shmuel is masupik that it could be when your wife first said she's a nida, it's taka true she was a nida. Today she's saying terribly, you can't believe it today. That's not called a good excuse. Because certain things people don't play around with. So Shmuel was masupik, if a thing like this, you could trust your wife, even if she gives a good excuse. Yeah, but here she's saying, that's what she tells one way. She sticks to it. But here, yesterday she told you she was a nida. And today she's telling you she wasn't a nida. So something's fishy here. So the question is, which one is the truth? So we have to be afraid that maybe yesterday is the truth, and today she stopped changing her mind. That's no good. So that's a shaila, but she gave a good excuse. She said a reason why she did it. So Vice says, this is a questionable if an excuse helps you or not. Because certain things like are so strong, you don't play around with them. So it's pretty much that she's lying. So Shmuel was mesupik if he could believe her in such a case or not. Tana Rabbanan learned like this: Shnayim Moim Remeis. Two Eidim tell a lady you should know your husband died. You're allowed to get married now. Or Shnayim Moim Remeis. Two Eidim come and tell you the lady you should know. No, I know your husband didn't die. Like was a question, a house caved down. So two Eidim tell her we saw your husband dead there, and the other two Eidim said no, we saw your husband crawl away. He's not dead, or else. Shnayim oimrim nizgasha. Two Eidim tell a lady, Shino, we know you got a get. Vice versa, the case was the husband threw the get to her. So Safik, did it get closer to her? Or was it closer to the husband? We don't know if she's megreshes or not. So two Eidim says, yes, the get was closer to you. That's a good get. Shnayim oimrim lo nizgasha. Two Eidim tell her, no, Shino, we were there also. We saw the way the get landed closer to your husband. So the get is no good. So what's the law in such a case? Strange, right? Is this Isha allowed to get married now or not? She has two Eidim saying yes, two Eidim saying no. Could she get married or not? So the din is, HaReizu Lo Tenosei. L'chadchila, she's not allowed to get married. Strange, right? She can't get married? We have to leave her on a chazaka, the way she was before, that up until now she was married. Most probably she's still married. She can't get married to somebody else. What about V'yimnissas, if she doesn't listen to us, but she went and got married to somebody else? Lo Tetzei. We let her stay married to the second husband, and she's allowed to live with him. She doesn't have to get a get from the second husband. Reb Menachem, Reb Yosi Yoimen, no. He argues and says, Teitzei, no. If she didn't listen to us, and she got married to somebody, even with the Evid, we tell her, Teitzei, she has to have a get, she has to get rid of him. And Omer Reb Menachem, Reb Yosi. Nachem Reb Yosi says like this, Ey Mosai Ani Yoimen Teitzei, when do I say the locher is Teitzei, that she has to have a get now? This man in a case like this, Shebo Eidim, first the Eidim came and said, you should know your husband did not die. So first there was Trey and Trey. So she was not supposed to get married. V'yachakach nisayf, and still she went ahead and didn't listen to us and get married. Then Rab Nachman says, Somer Shemar, it's like a knas. Since she did not listen to us and she went and got married, so Rabbana made a knas now, she has to get a get. She has to be Teitzei. Abba, but what's going to be? If nisayf. First, what happened was, there was only two Eidim here telling us, you should know, your husband died. So when two Eidim tell you that your husband died, she's allowed to get married. So she went and listened and she got married. V'yachakach bo Eidim, and then later two Eidim came and said, you should know, we know your husband is still alive. In this case, when she got married beheter. So there's no svar of a knas here. The din is lo teitzei. Even Rab Nachman is masking, she's allowed to stay married. She's allowed to stay married to a new husband. She doesn't have to get rid of him. Faisal's because Rav Nachman only says it's like a knas. If she didn't listen to us, and she went and got married when she wasn't supposed to, we'd make a knas, she has to get rid of the second husband. But here, when she got married, she only had two Eidim saying her husband died, or two Eidim saying the get was a good get.
shows he's allowed to get married. Later, two Eidim come and say the opposite. It's Leiteitzei. Now the Gemara Sakasha, according to everybody, Zai according to Chom, Zai according to Rabbi Nachman, Michti, let's see what's going on here. Treya treinenu. Lechura, there are two Eidim saying that a husband is still alive. True, there are two Eidim saying that he died. But there are two Eidim saying your husband is still alive. Such mamish train traits a suffix if your husband is alive or not. So Lechura is, Habo leo biyosham tolikoi. Whoever is going to live now with this wife, with this lady, is over. Nisakaris, Anashim Toli. Anashim Toli means whenever you're doing a Suffolk Isser, that you don't know if it's Oster or not, you have to bring Anashim Toli. The Kitzur should be Nisa Diraisa. How is she allowed to stay married to a new husband now? The new husband should be Oster to live with her. Every single time the new husband lives with her, it's a Suffolk, maybe she's an Ashishish. It's Train Trey. You have two Adam saying the first husband died, but two Adam are saying the first husband is alive. So, how could she stay married to her? So, the kasha both on the Rabbonim and both on Rabbi Nachman also. Like, even if she got married first with the two Eidim and saying her husband died, and she got married okay. But now, when two Eidim come and say, we know your husband is walking around, how could she stay married to the new husband? She's an Ashish Ish, so every time she's living with him, there's an Ish Ashram Toli. Like, most it could be is Trey and Trey, it could be a Suffolk Yeraisa. We have a good Suffolk. But the Chura is an Issa Oshem Toli. It's an Issa Midiraisa. How could they stay married together? So Marin says, Omer Rav Sheshes, Kegoyin Shenisais Liyechad Miyadeha. The case here they're talking about is that she got married to one of the two Eidim that tell us that the husband died. So the kid said, the man himself has no doubt. This new man now, as far as he's concerned, he saw the guy dead. He saw his head chopped off, 20 feet away from his body. So he has no doubt the guy's dead. So that's why he's allowed to stay married to her. For the Gemara, okay, good. The husband is all right. But the lady, she herself doesn't know for sure that her husband died. She's only believing these Eidim. Either are two other Eidim saying that he's alive. So she herself, what right does she have to stay married to him? The Teretz is, V'yameris Borali. When she says also, as far as I'm concerned, I have evidence, I trust these first two Eidim that tell me that he's dead. So Teres of Borali is a Chiddush. In other words, that is the aside of an Oshem Toli. If you have a Suffolk, you have a doubt that something is Osir, so the Klal is Midiraisa, Suffolk is Lechumra. That's only if you have a doubt, if in your mind you have a doubt, maybe it's Osir. But if in your mind you have no doubt, as far as you're concerned, you think for sure it's Mutter, there's no Issa. The Teres didn't answer that. The Torah only says, if you have a doubt, if something is us or not, what you do with the doubt, it's also to do it. Don't do it. If it's a doubt, then it's the Rabbanan, go to Kula. When you have a doubt about a Nisa the Raisa, you have to go to Chumrah. But that's only Kozaman, you have a doubt. But over here, both the husband and both she is saying burly that they know for sure, or at least she can't know 100%. But Rashi says burly, and libi noikvi, my heart doesn't bother me. She burly. For me, I'm sure that if my husband would have been alive, he would have been home. I know my husband. He can't stay away from me. So if he would be on this world, he for sure would have come back. So she has no doubt now that he's dead. Even though she doesn't know for sure. It could be Rachmanis, the guy had a heart attack someplace, and the guy can't come back. Could be. But I call upon him, she in her heart has no doubt. If you have no doubt, that's the Chiddush here. There's no issue of an Oshem Toli. So Melo, that's why she is allowed to stay married to the second husband. Then, if it wouldn't be for the svar of the Borali, then there would be a Suffolk Yisr, and with a Suffolk Yisr, you should have to go to Chumra. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says like this, what's going to be if Shnayim Oimrim Eis? Two Eidim come and tell a lady, you should know your husband died. Or Shnayim Oimrim Loim Eis? Two Eidim come and tell her, no, your husband did not die. He has a razor loy to Nasi, again, Lechatchila, she's not allowed to get married. It's a Suffolk if he's dead or not. So, Lechur and Suffolk, you have to leave her on a Cheskas Eishas Ish, that she's still married, she can't get married. Let's say she did get married though. Leitaitzei, then she doesn't have to get out. So Taisus says the pshat is why Leitaitzei is because we all have a chazaka that an isha is daika mitzvah. So when an isha does get married, now we more or less see her that she's married to the new husband. When we see her married to the new husband, that proves like she's not the cheskas, the first eishes ish. So since there's a svar and isha's daika mitzvah, we like see her the way she's married to the second husband, so that makes us look at the suffix that the first husband really is dead. So if she got married to a second one, loy teitzei, we don't tell her to go away. That's like the Chacham before. Even though she wasn't supposed to get married, but now that she gets married, it's like Taitz. And again, Avada, it's the same case. That she says, burly, my husband is dead, and she got married to a husband, an aide, that said, I know he's dead, so they have no Sveikas, there's no Yisra Roshim Toli for them. So like Taitz say, there's no Knas, we don't tell them to get a get. What about Shnayim Marim Nizgasha? Two Aiden told the lady, we saw the way the get was closer to you. It's a good get, you're Megreshes. Shnayim Moimrim Leinas Gasha. Two Aiden say, no, we saw the get landed closer to your husband. The get is not Chal. The din is Harezu Leitinosei. She is not allowed to get married to Chachila. So Sofik, if she's still married or not, she can't get married. V'yim Nisais, but here it says, if she did get married, though, Taitsei. Here it says, even with the Yevet, we tell her she has to get a get from the second husband. Even though she's Bari and he's Bari, so what? Here we say it's Taitse. So Mary asks, what kind of svar is? What's the difference? For the Gemara, Maishin or Reishin, Maishin or Seifa. What's the difference if two Adim says that he died, or two Adim says the get is no good? It's the same suffix. You have two Adim in both cases saying that she can't get married. So why do you say if she got married, I'll see Adis that he's dead, she's allowed to stay married. But if she got married in the case that the aid says the get is no good, then she can't stay married. What should be the difference? Some Rabbi wants to say like this. Tigam of the Eidechot. We're talking about an Eidechot here. What does it mean? Eidechot I'm a mace. One Eid said that they saw the way the husband died. The halacha is Hemenu Rabbonin Kevetrei. There's a special halacha, a special namonis, that if an Eidechot tells the lady, we saw your husband died, he's believed, and she's allowed to get married now. When the one Eid says that he's still alive, we don't believe him. To say he's still alive really is called a Dover Sheberva. Really should have to have two Eidim. There's a new Kula, the Rabbanim believed in Eidechot, the same Meis Baila. So when the one Eid first comes and tells us that he saw the husband died, he's believed like two. And the Svar is Ukidiyula, like Ula says, Tiyamar Ula, that Kol Mokom Sheminu Toir Eidechot. Any time the Torah believes in Eidechot, Harei Kan Shnayim. Once the Torah or the Rabbanim believed in Eidechot, once he's believed like two. Therefore, Vay Dekom Aloy Meis. Now when the second Eidechot comes and says, I know your husband did not die, Hevelechad, all he is just one. So it's a machlekes, if it's all over a dafka in this case, because really here it's a Dover Shemerva, really should have to have two Eidim saying here, whether the husband died or did not die. Just Rabbanan gave a special kula to believe in Eidechot when he says he died. But if an Eid says he did not die, there's no halacha to believe him. So he's just like one aid. The one is not believed against two. The first one that says the husband died, the Rabbanim believed him like two aidim. So he's believed to make like two nageya, that if another aid comes later and says, no, we did not die, we do not believe the second aid. The first one is believed. What?
The case of Shnayim.
No, he's making it to Teretz, no. This is about the... Enechlami, we're changing the Gersa now. Enechlami. We're changing the gears.
In the case of Shnayim,
then it wouldn't be, right, it'll be the same halachas. This is Abayi's Teretz. Tirgumo means Abayi's changing the price, and Echnami. Tirgumo is changing what you have to put on these two prices with an Eidechot. Right. Shred the Gemara, if that's the case, if that's the case, even the Chachilusha should be allowed to get married. If one Eid says that the husband died, he's believed. When a second Eid says, Loi Meis, he's not believed at all. So even Lachatchila now, Besnit should still give her a hetzer to get married. And here the Brisa says, Lachatchila, she should not get married. It's only if the Yevet she got married, it's Letaitzei. So why? If you tell him now it's a case of an Eidechot, she should be mut Lachatchila. The Teretz says, Mishum de Rabasi. It's a new, like a Gzeira de Gadin, not to get married. To Yom Rabasi, Hose Mimcha Ikshas Per, Volozes Vasayim, Harchig Mimcha. It's not nice to do something that people will talk about you. The kids, so what you're doing now is you're going to get married, even though really you're allowed to, but still you should know there's an Eidechot saying your husband is walking around, so it's not so nice to get married. So the Chachilu, we tell you, be watch out what people are going to talk about you, you're better off not getting married. But if you got married, then we say it's okay. That's an erasure. But safer, what's the safer? Eidechot Daimon is Gasher. One Eid said you got to get. He's not believed at all, and Eidechot is not believed to say you're Megreshes. You need to aid him. The Eidechot I'm alone is Gasha. One Eid says she's not Megreshes. Now what's going on here? Tavayu B'eshes Yishkom Asadi. According to both these two Eidechos, they're both agreeing that she was once married. The question is the get good or not? Now behind the common is Gasha Hevelechad. Only one Eid is telling us that the get is a good get. And the klal is, V'ein Dvorah Shalecha B'mokim Shnayim. You don't believe one against two. Really, the Rishonim say, should have said better. Like, ain't Dovah Shemer, Pochus Mishnayim. Stamazah, you don't believe one. If an Eidechot comes and says the what? Says Eidis, I know she's Megareshes. We don't believe the Eidechot. You have to have two Eidim. Rasid Mar said, look, better Loshaneer. That both of these are agreeing that she was once married. And now only one is saying she got a get. So, Pshit, you don't believe this one. So that's the terrorist to this Braisa. So you write this little Doichi Keretz, because you have to change around the gears of the Braisa. Therefore, Rabbi says the better terrorist. No, let's leave the Brice the way it was. It's like a tray and tray, two against two. So what's the difference? I'll tell you like this. The roar, Rabbi Yochanan, Devar, Shavu, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yossi, Begershin. That this Rabbi Yochanan said this Brice. He liked Rabbi Nachman's pshat that you have to be Tetzai by Gershin. But for Loi Rabbi Misa, but by Misa, the child of the husband's dead or not, then he did not like Rabbi Nachman's pshat. Then he says, with the evidence she got married, it's Loi Tetzai. Fredigmar, my time, what's the difference? Misa ain't yechelo machashtoi. By Misa, there we have to be afraid the two Adam that said his mace won't lie. Because if the husband comes back and walks around, like, machashtoi, he's machashu, he's saying the opposite of you. So for two Adam to say the husband died, they'll only say if he really died. If he's not dead, they all know he's gonna come about, he'll come around. So they're afraid to lie. So that's a smart to believe the two Adam that saying that he's really dead. Gerushin, though, they could still lie. The two Adam says, no, you say it was closer to him. We say it was closer to her. You can't disprove me. So therefore, it could be a svar also, even she herself, that she herself will trust with she herself before she gets married. When she has her husband died, she'll check it out very carefully. Because she knows it's possible my husband will come back and he'll be up the creek then. So she's going to check it out very carefully. Mashenkin, if she's only Samach on the Eden that says the get is a good get, you can never slug me up. You can't say the opposite. What are you going to say? The get was a good get. But the get was no good, but I have to wear them saying it was good. So therefore, she's not going to check it out so well. Therefore, we don't trust her. Fred Gemardo, Michatzifa Kulihai. Are we afraid like this, like maybe the get was no good and still should get married? Vomer Rav Amnuna. Isha Shomro Labaila Girashtani. If an Isha tells to her husband that she received the get, Nemenes, we believe her. Why? Chazok and Isha Miza Penem Afnei Baila. Does Chazok and Isha can't have this chutzpah to lie in front of her own husband? So if she tells the husband she received the get, we believe her. Here also, if the Isha tells us that the get was a good get, why don't we believe her? Terrence like this, Hani Mili, when do we say the Isha won't lie? Hechad lek Eidim to come Messiah law. When she does not have Eidim helping her out. But over here, where there are two Eidim saying the get is a good get, we're afraid, Miza, that she'll have the chutzpah to lie. Now, even not really to lie, but even though she does not know for sure if the get was good or not, she'll still get married on the smach of those Eidim. Mashenkein, about the husband being alive or not, there she'll be very careful. Because on the side she gets married and the husband's really walking around, she'll know he's going to come home someday and she'll be finished. So therefore, there we say she checks it out very well. That's what we believe her. Hegdik, yeah, right. Ravasi and Ravasi is not a terrorist. Ravasi Yomekagoyin, the Amri Eidim. Achshav Meis. The Eidim is saying, right now we saw the way he died. Or else, Achshav Girsha. Right now we say, the Eidim are saying, right now we saw the way she got to get. So it's like this. Misa Lekel of Rurei. Misa we can't check out, we can't find out. But Girsha and Ekel of Rurei. Gershon, we can find out what's going on in their mean-in-law. In Isa, the Ochiev, Yaslacha Gitcha. Like something's fishy. Two Eidim saying you just received a get yesterday. So how come you don't have it? Something's fishy. Mashenkin, with two Eidim saying he died, and two Eidim saying he didn't die, that we can't check out. Therefore, we're more Samech when she gets married, that's like a true that the husband really died. Tana Rabban, learn like this. Shnayim Oimim Niskacha. Shnayim Oimim Loi Niskacha. Here's a razor lechinose. Two Adam saying this Isha got married, and two Adam saying she did not get married, so she's not going to get married now to another husband. The Anissa says she gets married to another husband, lechaytse, but the ever she can stay married to him. Shnayim Oimim Niskacha. Two Adam saying that the lady got a get. Shnayim Oimim Loi Niskacha, she didn't get a get. Here's a razor lechinose, she's not going to get married, she's not going to get married. The Anissa is tetse again, if she does get married, those tetse. So again, the Gemara is the kasha.